local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Now, coming up, COVID-19 by the numbers here at home. Also, what's going on at a national level, international level, and some good news here as people continue to band together and help each other out as we fight coronavirus in our economy and, of course, in our hospitals. That's all on the way in just a minute. Right now, we'll check traffic. Dr. Bill's forecast coming up right after that.
Good morning from the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still clear, but state troopers still there. Highway 43 at Ipsco Road near the plant. Two cars, one in the ditch, no injuries, but again, they've got the wreckers on the scene, slowing up traffic. Winds are starting to pick up across the Bayway, but traffic is still light. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. If you're suffering from anxiety or depression, they may be able to help with their Lotus CBD products. Find them on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today. It will be breezy with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
707, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, plus Kane with traffic. And coming up just an hour from now, a secretary of the VA, Department of Affairs with the Veterans Administration, Robert Wilkie, joins us to talk about what they're doing at VA facilities to protect our veterans, whether they're people that are in-house or people that are coming and going from their appointments there. He'll join us here in less than an hour. Also, the numbers are up again. Of course, this is going to be a continuing story here with the increase in tests. Yeah, this is one of the wrinkles in this is we'll see increasing numbers of coronavirus cases across the country and, of course, here at home. How much of this is based on increasing numbers of coronavirus cases, which I think that is true, but also is it magnified by more and more tests coming online, and now we're finding out people that already had coronavirus, but we're now finding that out. Mm-hmm. Is that, you see what I'm saying? It's not like anything has changed other than our being able to see the number of cases in the state. I mean, they're still increasing, it's still growing, but if it seems to be growing very quickly, it may be because so many more tests are coming online and we're getting more intel.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say. And the numbers we're looking at right now are also on a delay, I'd say.
Yeah, we talked about that. Probably 3 or 4 days at least.
Yeah, probably 3 to 4 days. Although, if you watched the president's press conference yesterday, he unveiled a new testing device from, I think, Abbott
Labs, yeah.
Abbott. ABB.
Is it Abbott? Okay.
I believe ABBOTT out of Texas. And they're saying that these tests...
Not the governor. The governor's Abbott. Is that
okay, you might... I'm going to have to look up the...
I think it's Abbott. But okay, we'll look at... No, but this test is cool. Tell folks about this test.
So they're saying that it can tell you whether you're positive for coronavirus in as soon as 5 minutes, and it can let you know that you've tested negative in as early as 13 minutes. So it takes a little bit longer to give you the negative result. And the way I'm reading it, this test works with current machines that they have in hospitals around the nation. 18,000 of these machines already in place that will be able to do this test once they get the right materials for that. And they said they'll be able to offer 50,000 tests a day pretty shortly, and that number should be able to rise. So we'll get more testing numbers as those go online and as more tests are distributed around America. But you'll also hear from scientists and doctors that say one of the better ways, which we haven't been able to do because we haven't had the number of tests, would be randomized tests around America, to, and then they would be able to pin down.
You would get a better sampling.
Yeah.
That's interesting, because we've talked about this too in the percentage of fatalities. You know, we look at the percentage of fatality, and you got to know that that's coming from the number of people that have been tested.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the people that have been getting tested have been those people that are very sick.
That's right.
So it could possibly show a bigger percentage of fatalities, because that number of people that are very sick versus the total population, you could get in a randomized test.
Right. So we don't know the true fatality rate of COVID-19.
We know real numbers. We know, like we're about to report, how many people have died in Alabama and Louisiana and those things. But we don't know what that is as a fair percentage versus the entire population.
Yeah, because even over the last couple of weeks, someone who didn't fit the demographic for needing a test, because there were so few tests out there, that even if you were sick, if you were under the age of 65, say you weren't coughing or you didn't have a fever, one of the two, then they would encourage you not to take the test, but instead go home and self-isolate in case you had coronavirus. And before it gets really bad, maybe you don't get really bad. You just are having some of the symptoms. You might have coronavirus or not. Even some people who show no symptoms at all are turning out to have tested positive for coronavirus. So as we get more and more tests, and I believe the president said over a million Americans have been tested to this point, as we get more and more tests online, we'll be able to nail down, first off, what the true fatality rate is, but also the hot spots in America, and then maybe get people out of their homes and back to work if they fit within certain parameters.
The randomized test is very interesting. That is an interesting approach. By the way, Abbott, you're correct.
Okay, so Abbott.
A-B-B-O-T, Abbott.
And looking at the numbers here in Alabama, as of just a couple minutes ago, I checked the Alabama Department of Public Health data and surveillance dashboard for COVID-19. 947 confirmed cases in the state. They're reporting 6 deaths. Now, with Alabama Department of Public Health, they said that even though there have been more reports of deaths in the state due to COVID-19, they are looking at each death individually and trying to confirm that it did come from causes of COVID-19.
Just because somebody died,
So they're saying 6 deaths. AL.com is reporting at least 11 deaths in the state can be contributed to attributed to COVID-19. They say there have been 6,531 total tests around the state. Right now we have 18 confirmed cases in Baldwin County, 45 in Mobile County, 3 in Washington County, 1 in Escambia, 1 in Monroe, 2 in Choctaw, and 2 in Wilcox. And there are several counties that as of right now have 0 confirmed cases, and some of them are completely surrounded by counties that have confirmed cases. Clark County, right now they have 0 confirmed cases. Perry County, Conecuh County, and then you look over on the southeast part of the state, Geneva, Coffee, Dale, Henry, and Barber County all have 0 confirmed cases, and those are the only
counties
right now. But
that begs the question, right? Is it the fact that they are a Shangri-La free from COVID-19, or that we just haven't had the testing there?
Yeah, I think it probably points more to not enough tests going around, especially when you look at the counties like Conecuh, Clark, and Perry that are surrounded by counties that have confirmed cases.
Coming up, we'll talk more about the testing facilities coming online here in Mobile. We have the private one's already going on, although they have stopped testing today because the possibility of severe weather, which Dr. Bill says that rain and the possible severe weather more a thing this afternoon than this morning. Also, when will the public test come online? Mayor Sandy Stimson talked more about that yesterday, and we'll give you details. Plus, City of Mobile and MPD to crack down on big groups, people that aren't social distancing. We'll give you an update. And Attorney General of the state, Steve Marshall, says COVID-19 precautions require halting all abortions. ACLU is now sued in opposition. Story from Yellowhammer News says Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall believes that the state health order issued on March 27th requires abortion clinics in Alabama to temporarily cease operations. ACLU believes abortion is an essential service, and they are suing to keep Alabama's clinics open. Marshall, in a statement released yesterday, said today the state of Alabama is facing litigation because the state refused to grant abortion clinics a blanket exemption from the restrictions imposed by the state health order issued on March 27th, end quote. state health order issued on March 27th says that all medical procedures are temporarily banned except those, quote, necessary to treat an emergency medical condition, end quote, or those procedures required by underlying conditions and or ongoing treatment. Talk more about this. Alabama, not the only state involved in this. I know Texas had a ruling yesterday that they could not ban abortions because of their state health order. We'll see what the Attorney General here in Alabama has to say about that. All right, 7:15 on the way in sports.
Well, the NCAA has determined that spring sports athletes who are in their final year of eligibility will be able to return to school to play next season. That does come with a couple caveats. I'll let you know coming up in sports. And also, an Orleans Saints legend has been diagnosed with COVID-19.
All right, and more of the good news out there. A update here. A company has been given a green light for a process to sterilize those N95 masks, a way to reuse those N95 masks. Give you details on that coming up in just a little bit. And on the medical front, U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the limited use of the anti-malaria drug to be used on hospitalized coronavirus patients. This is this chloroquine the president has talked about and others. Here's Jim Roop from Westwood One with more.
The WHO's Dr. Mike Ryan says, first, it's important to note,
there is no proven effective therapeutic or drug against COVID-19.
That being said, there is some preliminary data from non-randomized observational studies that some drugs and some drug cocktails may have an impact. One such drug, chloroquine. He says chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine have been observed in some patients to shorten the illness or prevent a mild case from becoming a more severe case. However, again, these are anecdotal, he cautions. There has not been a controlled or randomized test group.
The importance of having a control group is to have a comparison and then be able to stratify your patients, because if I have a drug and I treat a very severe patient who's of an older age with the drug, and that person dies, does it mean that that drug didn't work? And if I treat a really healthy young person who's got a moderate disease and they recover, does that mean the drug worked?
It's important to note that the approval in the U.S. for the use of chloroquine is limited in that it can only be used on hospitalized patients, and the doctor treating them in the hospital can only get the drug from the Department of Health and Human Services. Because, says Dr. Ryan, there are many factors that predict recovery or predict death.
And what we have to separate and we have to distill out is what is the effect of the drug itself. Not the age of the patient, not the condition of the patient, and so many other factors that can affect survival. We've all been through infectious diseases ourselves and we recover. Is that because, you know, we get out of one side of the bed or the other? No, we wouldn't assume that that was affecting the outcome of the illness. There are many natural things affecting illness outcome, including the hard work of doctors and nurses in supporting the patient and preventing organ failure and ventilating the patient. So the difficult thing at this moment is distilling out the specific effect of a drug in a complex illness.
A complex illness, he says, that continues to spread. I'm Jim Roop.
718 FM Talk 106.5, and some of the spring breakers that had come to Gulf Shores. Remember, they closed the beaches. They've now tested positive for COVID-19. Give you more on that coming up in just a second. News is next.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Coronavirus testing is on hold today in Mobile and Baldwin counties because of the possibility of severe weather. Infirmary Health is halting tests at all of its facilities, including Mobile Infirmary and Thomas Hospital. The University of Wisconsin-Madison confirms a group of spring breakers tested positive for COVID-19 after a trip to Gulf Shores. The students started their spring break in Nashville March 13th before heading to Gulf Shores on March 16th. Most of the students returned home on the 20th, the same day the governor closed Alabama's beaches. Federal judges in Alabama, Texas, and Ohio have temporarily blocked efforts to ban abortions during the coronavirus pandemic. The rulings were handed down as providers in Iowa and Oklahoma filed lawsuits to stop states from trying to close their doors. And Mobile's Mayor Sandy Simpson says police will enforce social distancing in the city. Simpson also says the city is working with area businesses that remain open to place limits on the number of people coming inside. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
Good morning, 720 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The NCAA announced yesterday that all Division I athletes in spring sports will be given an extra season of eligibility to make up for the one that was canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. The NCAA Division I Council voted to allow schools to determine how much scholarship aid to give next year to athletes who are in what would have been their final season of eligibility. That means that schools are not necessarily required to give seniors any scholarship money should they return, but they will be allowed to exceed existing scholarship limits should they keep any of those seniors on scholarship. Even though the NCAA Winter Sports Championships were also canceled, the council decided not to give those athletes an extra year because most of their season had been played. The number of coronavirus cases and deaths in the United States continue to rise, with the state of Louisiana being hit particularly hard. Now, former New Orleans Saints kicker Tom Dempsey has tested positive for COVID-19. Dempsey's daughter told the New Orleans Times-Picayune of her father's diagnosis yesterday. Dempsey most notably set an NFL record that stood for four decades when he kicked a 63-yard field goal in a 19-17 Saints win over Detroit.
They're sending him on with 2 seconds left. Scarpetti will hold. Here's a snap. The ball is down. Dempsey kicks. It's on the way.
That's a call that went down in New Orleans Saints lore. Ashley Dempsey told the newspaper her 73-year-old father, who's battling Alzheimer's disease and dementia, contracted the virus during an outbreak at a senior center where he lives in New Orleans. More than 50 residents at the center have reportedly been infected. Former Denver Broncos and LSU wide receiver Orlando McDaniel has died at the age of 59 due to complications from coronavirus. He passed away on Friday after he visited family in Washington, D.C. McDaniel went to Lake Charles High School in Louisiana before he joined the LSU football team, and he led the Tigers in receiving in 1981 with 41 catches for 719 yards. He played only one season in the NFL after being drafted in the second round by the Denver Broncos. As sports broadcasting teams keep trying to find the next Tony Romo for play-by-play commentary on NFL broadcasts, Clay Travis from the website Outkick the Coverage reports that ESPN has made an eight-figure offer to Saints quarterback Drew Brees to become the network's lead analyst on Monday Night Football once he retires from the NFL. This offseason, ESPN was reportedly trying to sign Romo for the job before he signed a deal worth $18 million a year to stay with CBS. ESPN also reportedly made an eight-figure offer to Peyton Manning to join the broadcast booth, but were ultimately turned down by the future Hall of Famer. Brees, who's now 41 years old, recently signed a two-year, $50 million contract to stay with New Orleans. Last week, he and his wife Ashley announced a donation of $5 million to help Louisiana fight the coronavirus pandemic. 723 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Your alma mater may be facing a higher IRS bill thanks to a 1.4% excise tax on investment returns earned by some private colleges. It affects schools with more than 500 tuition-paying students and at least $500,000 of endowment per student. There are about 30 schools that fit the bill, including Harvard, Duke, Princeton, Stanford, and Notre Dame. College administrators have said the tax may hurt efforts to provide generous financial aid. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today. It will be breezy with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online, makoforestry.com, and on Facebook.
Good morning, everyone, from the Hooters Traffic Center. Light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway, but we do have some pretty gusty winds. Same accident as well, 43 at Ipsco Road, right by the plant. Two cars involved, one in a ditch, but the wreckers are on the scene. State troopers working that wreck. No delays as you traffic from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. You can see them on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
727 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, talks about the rain on the way, but not a morning thing, even though maybe a few showers pop up, but the main showers coming through this afternoon. He'll give us an exact time and the news about the lows coming by tomorrow morning. Yeah, it's going to be good. It's on the way in just about 7 minutes. You just mentioned, so that was one of my plans for travel this spring, which I guess is going to be limited. I wanted to take the Sullivans. We were going to go to Grand Canyon because I have never been to Grand Canyon.
I've been to that you haven't.
Yeah, and I'm a national park freak, and I've never been there. My mother says I went there when I was very young. I have no recollection of it, so I'm going to just say I've not been. So I'm jonesing to do that.
Might have been a Joe Dirt situation for you. I don't know if you've seen Joe Dirt.
I did, but I don't remember the reference.
I think
just remember
the Grand Canyon
firecracker scene.
I think it was the Grand Canyon where Joe Dirt lost his family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
he was left behind.
Well, but the Grand Canyon National Park is open, even though Smoky Mountains National Park, which I've been to a gajillion times, is closed.
Yeah, so the National Park Service, they're trying to push to get the Grand Canyon closed, but they're staying open right now, Grand Canyon National Park. And we've all heard health experts and others, you know, say that crowding at these national parks could contribute to the spread of coronavirus. But as of right now, Grand Canyon staying open.
Well, down in the canyon, down at Phantom Ranch or something, you know, you can be socially distant. But up on the South Rim, there's a ton of folks. I've watched the videos and stories on that. So
I will say they are limiting access to some of the facilities, but a lot of people saying that's not enough.
Let's reopen Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and then I'll be happy. All right, 729. News is next, then Dr. Bill. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, VA Secretary Wilkie joins us and Quinn Hillier.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Coronavirus testing is on hold today in Mobile and Baldwin counties because of the possibility of severe weather. Infirmary Health is halting tests at all of its facilities, including Mobile Infirmary and Thomas Hospital. The University of Wisconsin-Madison confirms a group of spring breakers tested positive for COVID-19 after a trip to Gulf Shores. The students started their spring break in Nashville March 13th before heading to Gulf Shores on March 16th. Most of the students returned home on the 20th, the same day the governor closed Alabama's beaches. Federal judges in Alabama, Texas, and Ohio have temporarily blocked efforts to ban abortions during the coronavirus pandemic. The rulings were handed down as providers in Iowa and Oklahoma filed lawsuits to stop states from trying to close their doors. And Mobile's Mayor Sandy Simpson says police will enforce social distancing in the city. Simpson also says the city is working with area businesses that remain open to place limits on the number of people coming inside. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful. I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
Special report, coronavirus update. Maryland and Virginia are among the latest states to impose stay-at-home restrictions. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan.
I took the action here in Maryland and my neighbors in the region, the mayor of Washington, D.C., and the governor of Virginia did the same thing because we reached the point where we believe it's necessary to further get people off the streets so we can continue to save thousands of lives.
Hogan says no Maryland resident should leave home unless it's for an essential job or reason, such as getting food, medicine, nor seeking medical attention. Goldman Sachs issues a grim financial forecast. Correspondent Christine Roman says that.
The first quarter, they expect the economy to contract 9%. The second quarter, 34%. And they expect an unemployment rate of 15% by the middle of the year.
That 34% contraction rate forecast for the economy in the second quarter is a newly revised number from 24% just a few days ago. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Consumers are loading up on pasta, rice, and bread. Farm supply lines are disrupted. Countries are restricting agricultural exports. The result? Prices of wheat and rice, two of the world's staple grains, are rising sharply. Difficulties moving grain within countries and across borders, coupled with frenzied buying, could exacerbate the impact of the pandemic on the global food market. The price of wheat futures trading in Chicago has jumped 15% since mid-March. The UN says logistical issues are conspiring to make grains more expensive for food importing nations. Disney says chairman and former CEO Robert Iger has agreed to forego most of his salary, while his successor, CEO Bob Chapek, along with several executives, will take pay cuts amid the coronavirus pandemic. On Wall Street, futures are mixed, and with trading underway for the last day of March, global stocks are poised to close out their worst quarter since the depths of the financial crisis. Yesterday, the Dow jumped 690. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Regardless of the virus, every one of us will be impacted by today's new economy. I'm Cam Marston, host of What's Working. On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m., we'll begin special edition shows helping small businesses react to these times. I'll have guests with a deep expertise, and I'll push them to offer actionable ideas for you and me. And we'll take your calls. Join me Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, you've been talking about rain, and I can even see it on the radar this morning. What's our timeline? Where's the rain right now?
Right now, I've got a line of showers, some heavy, extending from Choctaw County west and southwest to around Hattiesburg in Mississippi and eventually over to around Macomb. Those showers will be moving in here late this morning and early this afternoon, but in the meantime, a few scattered showers will be developing over our area or out over the Gulf and then moving onshore. And so we've got a good chance for some rain today, this last day of March. We've had less than an inch of rain so far for March, but it looks like we could pick up some for the last day of the month. And it's going to be a warm day today, very humid. We'll see temperatures climbing into the 80s, perhaps as high as 84 to 85 degrees with a little bit of sunshine. Now, that rainfall activity will move out later this afternoon and this evening. It's all part of a cold front, and we're going to cool off tonight. It'll clear off, and I expect temperatures down near 50. At daybreak, some areas getting into the mid and upper 40s tomorrow morning. And tomorrow looks like a beautiful day with low humidity, sunny skies, and temperatures about normal for this time of the year. We should see a high of about 75. Tomorrow night, another very comfortable night down the low 50s. And then for Thursday, mostly sunny, upper 70s. And even Friday looks good, partly cloudy, around 80 degrees. After that, another cold front moves into the picture. In fact, it looks like it will stall around Louisiana, western Mississippi over the weekend. And that'll give us a few showers for Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 70s and possibly making it to 80 degrees. So we do have some dry weather coming in. Enjoy Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. As for today, with that rain coming in a little bit later, there's a possibility that we could see a couple of strong thunderstorms with some gusty winds. In fact, it will be breezy pretty much through the day, but there's that possibility of a strong thunderstorm or two. But most of the rain will be in the form of showers.
Okay, so for severe weather, it's thunderstorms. You don't see anything tornadic in this?
Don't see anything at this time. And as I mentioned, most of it will be in the mainly showers. Some of those showers are quite heavy right now from Choctaw County and then across into the Mississippi side of the border. So look for definitely some rain to finish off what so far has been a very dry month.
Which is strange if we look at the situation with the flooding we've had on the rivers this month, to look at, you know, the very small amount of rain we get down here. It's all a measure of what happened upstate.
Yeah, you know, even now we're seeing some widespread rainfall occurring over central and northern Alabama. But most of it down here is going to be confined more to this line of showers that I mentioned is now over southeast Mississippi.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update. And you mean that northern reaches of, like, for example, the icebox in Mobile County up in Mount Vernon could see in the 40s by tomorrow morning?
And could it be as low as, say, even 46 degrees or so? So kind of chilly in the outlying areas for tonight. But you don't have to worry about a freeze and won't have to worry about frost. But it'll be nice and cool.
Good deal, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. So we get a little cool down, no threat to my tomato plants, because pretty much the whole forecast revolves around my tomato plants.
Of course.
It's the whole purpose of this radio station to
fund your tomato plants.
To forecast for the tomato plants, so they're going to be good. They'll be happy, actually. That drier air, a little breeze and stuff will make cooling off at night will make them happy. 75 now at our studios. Hey, from the text line, Lisa said, my uncle is a nurse in a hospital in Enterprise and also at Fort Rucker. He was in the field on Monday. They just started testing for COVID-19 there over in Coffee County. Mm. So we're talking about southeast Alabama and the fact that there were several counties over there, if not more than several, that didn't have any cases.
Yeah, it seems to be the most of the counties that don't have any cases confirmed to this point are in the southeast portion of the United States of Alabama. But then over on the west side, you got Conecuh, Clark, and Perry, which are surrounded by counties mm-hmm. that have confirmed cases. And those are basically the only counties in the entire state that don't yet have a confirmed case. So you take that into account, it's probably a pretty good guess that most of those counties that, as of right now, most if not all, have cases also. They just haven't been confirmed to this point.
All right. And also on the positive note, people's encouraging me to go to Grand Canyon's National Park. Believe me, I didn't need any encouragement, but this person suggested do the helicopter tour, said it was unlike anything I've ever experienced. When they did, believe me, I thought we were going to do it this spring, but like so many people, everything's just kind of wait and see at this point.
When I went, I'm too young to remember, and they might not have had it at this
point. It doesn't count.
I mean, I remember going, but I think there's like this glass walkway where you walk over a portion of the Grand Canyon, but you can look straight down. I guess I would step out there and give that a shot, but I'm not a big fan of heights, so I don't know how far out on that glass ledge I would go.
I want to do the hike down to the bottom and do all that stuff, but it's for another show, another day. 740 FM Talk 106.5. You know, I'm writing an email to a local company here that's asking about all the stuff we're doing at FM Talk on COVID. It just gave me a second to stop. And a lot of times we just live this stuff every day and I don't point it out. So let me stop for a second and point out quite a few things. Number one, FMTalk1065.com. If you go to the front page of our website, you'll see a tab there that says COVID-19 local news. That is y'all's voice. You know, we turn up your voice, we turn up your stories around here. Yes, there's interviews with folks that are elected officials or health officials or people from the economic side and how to help small businesses or questions people have about getting a check or when a business will reopen. Those interviews are all there. Also in our programming, your stories, like yesterday, talk about what it means to your business, to where you work, this fight against coronavirus. We tell those stories as well through your voice. You do it with us. Those are all, I think the fancy word is curated at one spot on our website. Go to the tab that says COVID-19 local news. You can click that. Of course, special programming today, every Tuesday and Thursday, until we don't need this anymore. Our buddy Cam Marston, he does What's Working on Wednesday evenings at 6. Well, he's doing special programming from 1 to 2 on Tuesdays and 1 to 2 on Thursdays, focusing on small businesses, entrepreneurs out there trying to navigate this new economy. And it will be today. It'll be on Thursday. Those podcasts are available as well. You can go back and listen to it. I'm talking about some really in-depth information, everything from hiring to, you know, what you do to make it through small business loans, issues with the paid sick leave, all those kind of questions he's getting answers to, and we do that show twice a week from 1 to 2 here at FM Talk 106.5. Plus, with 44 hours plus of live local programming, we're addressing the COVID-19 response from so many angles. Prep Sports Report giving shout-outs to the seniors that aren't getting the attention they normally would here. We're doing that from a sports angle. We're also talking about all the schools, interviews with folks from the Mobile County Public School System on what your kids are supposed to be doing when they're home, and make sure they don't tell you that there's no work to do.
And, you know, I need to check the numbers from this weekend. I would bet that Plain Gardening with Bill Finch is getting its best numbers ever, possibly.
Show does really well as it is.
But with more people at home.
Huge.
And looking outside and seeing, and with the season change going on right now, it's getting a little bit warmer. People working outside. I think that a lot more people are tuning into Bill Finch, and there were already a lot of people listening.
All right, so that, of course, that's on Sunday mornings, like Sip and Chew, addressing what the restaurants are dealing with and the bars are dealing with here through the fight. So listen, your voices are all, you know, coming through this station, and I encourage your text, encourage your phone calls, how this affects you locally. Maybe it's bad news, maybe it's good news, but it's your voices and your stories. And so that's what I'm telling this person. They're like, how are y'all addressing this? I'm saying, man, it's not cookie cutter with us. It's everybody's story out there. So y'all keep that information coming, and we'll keep the discussion going. Also coming up in just about 20 minutes, Robert Wilkie from the VA is going to join us from Washington to talk about what's being done at VA facilities around the country dealing with COVID-19. And, of course, with so many veterans here and our own VA facility, he'll address that as well. All right, check traffic with Kane coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Dr. Jeremiah Newell, leader of Excel Day and Evening Academy, the first public charter school in Alabama. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Are you a retired veteran looking to buy or sell a home? The Roberts Brothers Military on the Move program gives us a chance to help members of the military community buy, sell, or rent at a discounted rate in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Thank you for your service. For more information, visit robertsbrothers.com.
Dr. Jeremiah Newell returned to Mobile after his time as a Harvard Fellow at the Rhode Island Department of Education to help transform the education system in his hometown. He had many job offers in many places, but his commitment to South Alabama was always his priority. Today, he runs Excel Day and Evening Academy, which will expand to grades 6 through 12 at the beginning of this upcoming 2020-2021 school year. It's a school for a student who's not cut out for the traditional school model. And the teachers are a very special type of person, too. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. On the scene of an accident, I-10 westbound, the ramp Highway 90. It's a hit and run, no injuries involved. State troopers still on the scene of an earlier accident on 43 at Ipsco Road. One of the cars in a ditch, still having problems getting it out. Wreckers are on the scene as we've got gusty winds and showers on the way. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, still open for business and ready to serve you. Shop online at springhilltoyota.com. They can deliver and schedule a test drive at your home as far as 50 miles away from the dealership. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Shopping for a pre-owned car, RV, or boat? 90 West Auto and Marine's new lot and showroom is right by Mobile Lumber. You'll find so many high-quality cars and RVs that you may have a hard time deciding on one. 90 West Auto and Marine.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Coronavirus testing is on hold today in Mobile and Baldwin counties because of the possibility of severe weather. Infirmary Health is halting tests at all of its facilities, including Mobile Infirmary and Thomas Hospital. The University of Wisconsin-Madison confirms a group of spring breakers tested positive for COVID-19 after a trip to Gulf Shores. The students started their spring break in Nashville March 13th before heading to Gulf Shores on March 16th. Most of the students returned home on the 20th, the same day the governor closed Alabama's beaches. Federal judges in Alabama, Texas, and Ohio have temporarily blocked efforts to ban abortions during the coronavirus pandemic. The rulings were handed down as providers in Iowa and Oklahoma filed lawsuits to stop states from trying to close their doors. And Mobile's Mayor Sandy Simpson says police will enforce social distancing in the city. Simpson also says the city is working with area businesses that remain open to place limits on the number of people coming inside. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The NCAA announced yesterday that all Division I athletes in spring sports will be given an extra season of eligibility to make up for the season that was canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. The NCAA Division I Council voted to allow schools to determine how much scholarship aid to give next year to athletes who are in what would have been their final season of eligibility.
That means that schools are not required to give seniors any scholarship money should they return, but they will be allowed to exceed existing scholarship limits should they keep any of those seniors on paid scholarship. Even though the NCAA Winter Sports Championships were also canceled, the council decided not to give those athletes an extra year because most of their season had been played. The number of coronavirus cases and deaths in the United States continues to rise, with the state of Louisiana being hit particularly hard. Now, former New Orleans Saints kicker Tom Dempsey has tested positive for COVID-19. Dempsey's daughter told the New Orleans Times-Picayune of her father's diagnosis yesterday. Dempsey most notably set an NFL record that stood for four decades when he kicked a 63-yard field goal in a 19-17 Saints win over Detroit.
They're sending it on with 2 seconds left.
Ashley Dempsey told the newspaper that her 73-year-old father, who's battling Alzheimer's disease and dementia, contracted the virus during an outbreak at a senior center where he lives in New Orleans. More than 50 residents at that center have reportedly been infected. Former LSU and Denver Broncos wide receiver Orlando McDaniel has died at the age of 59 due to complications from the coronavirus. Passed away on Friday after visiting family in Washington, D.C. McDaniel went to Lake Charles High School in Louisiana before he joined the LSU football team, led the Tigers in receiving in 1981 with 41 catches for 719 yards, and played only one season in the NFL after being drafted in the second round by the Denver Broncos. As sports broadcasting teams keep trying to find the next Tony Romo for their play-by-play coverage on NFL broadcasts, the website Outkick the Coverage reports that ESPN has made an eight-figure offer to Saints quarterback Drew Brees to make him the network's lead analyst on Monday Night Football once he retires from the NFL. This offseason, ESPN was reportedly trying to sign Romo for the job before he signed a deal worth $18 million a year to stay with CBS. ESPN also reportedly made an eight-figure offer to Peyton Manning to join the broadcast booth, but were ultimately turned down by the future Hall of Famer. Brees, who's now 41 years old, recently signed a two-year, $50 million deal to stay with New Orleans. And last week, he and his wife Ashley announced a donation of $5 million to help Louisiana fight the coronavirus pandemic. 752 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, it's more money we're talking about to throw the football, but that means you have some gigantic men trying to crush you on every snap or going into a booth and wearing a suit and talking about it. I'd be lured by the money of going to do some TV if I'm Brees.
I'm sure Brees maybe gave that a passing thought, but he's looking at NFL records right now. He's trying to stay ahead of Tom Brady, and he's also got a Super Bowl team, a team that could win the Super Bowl, right there waiting for him in New Orleans once the season comes back.
All right, that's a whole nother discussion, and we'll have it going forward. Also, our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, how has your business been affected by the state's coronavirus shutdown? 6% say no effect, 38% say minor effects, 56% say major effects, and thank goodness none have had to close. But your vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. It's my buddy Trey, local business, still working, practicing social distancing to the point that you don't even have to be at the place where you need the junk removed. You can call them or go online, make that appointment. They will show up, look at the job, quote your price. If you say yes, they can do it by credit card, the whole nine, they can get that junk gone. And maybe with a little extra time around the house, you're looking at projects that you've been putting off for a long time, involve getting things out of the yard or out of the house, getting junk gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. But that is a local company. Been working 11 years in Mobile and Baldwin County. Great folks, great service, and now is the time to get those projects done. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Check them out today. 7:53. We'll be right back. News is coming up, and Dr. Bill's forecast next.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today. It will be breezy with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product.
Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film.
Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage. And they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 1065 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 1065, turning up your voice.
Good morning from the Hooters. Traffic Center working in action, I-10 westbound ramp to Highway 90. It's a hit and run off to the side of the road. State troopers at Bay Minette, Rayburn Road and Maytower. Single vehicle off the side of the road and still there. Highway 43 at Ipsco Road with two cars, one in the ditch. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corners offering delivery through the waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well, like lunch today. Seven wings and french fries, just $9.99. In Tillman's Corner, call 661-9117. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:56, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill. Quinn's going to join us next hour. Quinn Hillier Plus coming up in just a few minutes. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie to talk about what's being done at VA facilities to protect veterans, whether it's in-house or people that come and go from appointments there. All right, and then I saw this. Facebook, it was a big deal when they finally introduced the other emojis, because remember, like, did you ever were torn on Facebook? Like, you wanted to acknowledge you saw somebody's story, but giving it a thumbs up just didn't feel right.
That's all there was for years was the like button.
And you're like, I really don't like, I want to acknowledge this, but I don't want to like this thing.
Yes.
Now, in 2020, Facebook has introduced a reaction button for, or they're going to, for coronavirus. The button at this point carries a similar logo to the Facebook Instagram Stay Home sticker, which Facebook rolled out as a way to encourage people to practice social distancing. Also has the same branding as the button in the Facebook Explorer sidebar that leads users to Facebook's coronavirus information portal. That portal, too, has a heart branding, but it's blue rather than purple. Okay, so that's going to be... the question is, of course, asked by the folks over at Mashable.com, why on earth would anyone want a coronavirus reaction button?
I know what this is about.
Yeah, what is it?
Social distance shaming.
You think?
Yeah, somebody's going to post pictures of them going to the beach or something like that. And then
you'll put
shamed.
You'll put the coronavirus purple heart thing there.
I think so.
Or blue heart, I'm sorry. So there you go. Facebook, they're always on it. On something. 7:57, hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way next.